Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 67.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know what that noise was.
Ooh. Well, Elizabeth, how the hell are you?
I'm grand, Catherine. How the hell are you?
I'm doing good. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing good. I'm not drinking this week, actually. I know this is called the Evening Booze Hour. I am aware of the name of our show. But I'm trying to do kind of a dry January. And I just say, like, kind of, because I realized there's a couple events that, like, I already either have tickets to or need to be at that I'm definitely going to want to drink at. So one was, like, the My Favorite Murder show that came to San Diego. That podcast is my fave. And so I definitely had a couple glasses of wine for that. And then my husband's, like, holiday party is coming up. So I'm just trying to drink, like, only at events for January. So I know a lot of people do that too. Let me know what you're doing for, like, dry January and, like, how's it going? How's it going?
Yeah. How's it going? Okay. Yeah. Moving right along. Yeah. That was the best.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking, actually, you know what? My husband just went out to go get some wine, mm-hmm. and since I now record in the luxury of my bed,
yes,
crazy woman,
I should do that too. I feel like
it's so amazing
recording, like, lying horizontally,
like,
is
all
it
of a sudden,
lying?
One of these episodes, I'm just gonna be like. And you're gonna be like, Kate? I'm like, oh, Jesus, sorry.
No, I love it. I feel like that would be good for, like, soundproofing too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. And so, anyway, my husband just brought me up this glass of wine, and I honestly don't even know what kind it is.
Oh, is it good?
I should have done some research. It is, yeah. It's actually
so
delicious.
Are you right now in your bed with your microphone and a glass of wine?
Yes, and my iPad.
Yes. That's the life right there.
This, I mean, come on.
That's the
life. I am living the life. Yes. Oh my God. Okay. Anywho, you have a shout out, don't you?
Yes, I do have a shout out. I want to shout out my friend Sarah, who helped get the tickets to the My Favorite Murder show, because those freaking bitches, Karen and Georgia, are so popular now, it's, like, impossible to get tickets to their show anymore. When I went 2 years ago, it wasn't, like, that big of a deal to get tickets. So I had tried to get tickets to the first show, couldn't do it, like, sold out instantly. And then they opened another show the next day, or, like, the next week, I think. And Sarah had just had a brand new baby. So she and her husband, Matt, were home on maternity and paternity leave. So they, like, tag team to get the tickets, like, on multiple laptops.
That's amazing.
And, like, you couldn't get so many together. You could only get, like, a certain quantity together. It was crazy. But yes, so shout out to Sarah for getting those tickets, because it was so much fun. Always a great time there. I just can't believe how crazy big popular My Favorite Murder is now. It's, like, too much.
I know. I honestly didn't even try to get tickets for when they came to Boston.
Oh, insane. Yeah.
Didn't even try, because I was like, no. I'm not one of those people that's, like, waiting on a website, like, at a certain time. But plus, they do all these tickets in advance, too.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
You know, for, like, VIP people or whatever.
And
so,
that's the thing. It's, like, only if you are part of, like, the fan cult or VIP do you really have a chance anymore. So,
yeah. That's not nice.
See, we don't do that, people. We don't do that. We're not big enough yet. That's why you should just keep listening to us. So,
you should be thankful, okay? You should be thanking us that we're not popular.
That's right. That's right. If you want to help us, you know, try to like achieve some mediocre popularity, you can donate on patreon.com/eveningboozehour. You can buy some merch on Threadless. You can always post about us on social media. We're on Instagram @eveningboozehour and Twitter @eveningbooze. Make sure you're following there, especially on Wednesdays when we release the photos from our episodes, so you can follow along. It's hilarious. And we also have a drinking game. So if you are drinking wine or just soda water sans vodka like myself tonight, you can drink along. Anytime we have a story out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Hangs Out China. Anytime we have a story about misogyny, anytime we say the word literally, anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, anytime we get the Nick Cage rage, and anytime we have a distraction at home. Take a sip.
Yes. That was good. I was just prepared to hand the whole show over to you.
I just had to get it out. All right, get out the announcements and move right along. We have some headlines, I think, right?
We do. Oh, and just to very quickly, I wanted to say that if you're not watching You, you should be, unless you're single, and then like maybe don't watch it ever.
Yeah, no, I just started. I've only seen one episode, but I'm really into it and can't wait to see more. So many conspiracy theories in my mind already.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good. I finished it so fast, but it took me like 2 days to finish the last two episodes over like six different like 15-minute installments. It was crazy. It's so good. It's on Netflix.
Yes.
Did we say that?
I wasn't sure, but yeah, good.
Yeah. So if you're not watching that, you should be. It's pretty good. I'm a fan. So, okay, I had to get that out. My love for that. Okay. So I'm just going to do a few on this day.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Perfect. What is today even? Like, I don't even know. January 13th.
Today would be January 16th.
Oh, that's right. When
and
this comes out.
Historically, this day has been lit.
Oh, lit. Damn.
Dude, there was so much that happened on this day. It's insane. So I'm just going to like go through this list.
Suck
and I left out like a lot of things, but
I'm ready.
Okay. 27 BC, which like feels like just yesterday, doesn't it?
I didn't think you were going to go that far back, but that's cool.
Oh, yeah. This goes back, way back. So it all starts at 27 BC. I talk for like 6 hours about every single thing that's happened.
Evolution.
Oh, my God. Give me that project and I will do it.
Like, okay. Were there even months back then? Like, exactly. I don't even know.
Like, how do they know?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Days? Like, did they even, like, have words? Like, I don't know. I'm, like, literally imagining dinosaurs. I think that's wrong.
That's wrong. 27 BC. Dinosaurs. Oh my God, I'm gonna pee my pants. Oh my God. I'm crying. Okay.
Whew. I'm telling you, I don't know anything about time.
Dude, I know we really should stop talking about time on this podcast.
It's too much.
Okay. 27 BC. Gaius Julius Caesar Octavian was given the title of Augustus.
Like Julius Caesar, the famous
yes.
one?
Okay. Yep. Augustus Caesar, yeah. So, yeah, that one was for you, Cher Bear. My favorite Roman. Is this Roman times? Yeah, Caesar was Roman. No? Oh my God! Where am I?
Not prehistoric. Roman.
You're not the dinosaur times, I think. Okay, so 1493, one of my fave years. A little known man by the name of Christopher Columbus leaves the New World and sets sail back to Spain.
Oh, okay. He just like came and dropped off all his diseases and peaced out,
Right. That's right. And like, have you ever seen like an oil painting of him? Like, not the basic one that like everybody sees in their head when they think of him. Like, no, like a true oil painting of this man.
I just think that I've seen the one that everyone's seen.
Well, this version is like when you turn on your camera on your phone and it's like selfie mode and you're like, oh. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, he just looks untrustworthy.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, speaking of terrible men,
Drink.
1547,
Columbus. The
yeah, the original.
original misogynist.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, 1547, Ivan the Terrible crowns himself first Tsar of Moscow, which is like, okay, crown yourself. Cool. Like,
Yeah.
congratulations.
I'm in the terrible party of one.
Oh my God.
He's so
Seriously,
lonely.
nobody wants to sit with you
Nope.
until you make them, just like you made yourself the Tsar.
Exactly.
Jesus. Okay, 1605, the first edition of Don Quixote is published in Madrid. Is that how you say it? Okay. Saying it made me think I was saying it wrong.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know. It sounds weird. Like I'm saying it wrong. But maybe when you're looking at the word and reading it, it sounds wrong. I don't know. Okay.
Words are hard.
The words with a Q and an X in it,
Yeah.
it's like I give up. I fail me. Okay. 1793, King Louis XVI is sentenced to death by the National Convention during the French Revolution.
Damn.
Of 1832, Charles Darwin lands at Porto Preo in the Cape Verde Islands, and it's the first landing of his HMS Beagle voyage.
Wow.
So, Darwin, what up? What up?
I
I
supposed to
was
say
like
something?
waiting for him to respond. He wasn't there.
Turtles.
Give it up to turtles. Oh my God. Galapagos. Okay. 1980, Paul McCartney is jailed in Tokyo for 10 days on marijuana possession.
Oh my God, I was just listening to a podcast where they mentioned that, actually.
Oh my God. Well, then 4 years later, 1984, Paul and Linda McCartney were arrested in Barbados for possession of cannabis,
Yeah, they said
which
they
is.
were arrested several times.
Yeah. And on this day, January 16th.
Oh, twice. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just stay home,
So,
Paul.
yeah. Dude, January 16th, do not bring any weed out with you.
Nope.
Just don't. Unless you're in like California or Massachusetts or
Yeah, but
Colorado.
not back in the 80s, man. Just
Oh,
don't do
dude.
it.
Don't. And also, where were you, Rihanna? Okay. Queen of Barbados.
She was being born, probably.
I know. Yeah, isn't she younger than us? Probably. By like 10 years.
Isn't everyone?
Whatever. I still think I'm like 22 in my brain.
Me too. I do get carded all the time. So.
Oh my God. Well, I haven't been getting carded like in the past since I've become a mom with like bags under my eyes.
Had several friends tell me that actually after becoming
Yes,
moms.
but then like the other day, this like young kid carded me at the store, and I was like, "Thank you, you just made my day. You made my day." I was like crying, and he was like, "Oh, get out of here."
Oh, see, I like get kind of like mad sometimes because I'm like, "What, you think like I try to like deceive you with like a fake ID? Like, what kind of person do you think I am?" You know.
By you're like, well,
yeah, I'm like I would just be so bold to walk in here and like do that. Come on.
I know, it's so stupid.
But yeah. Anyways, like, I guess it's a compliment.
Yeah, it's good. It is good. It's annoying, and then you're like,
ugh. Right.
But then once they stop carding you, then you're like, could you please card me, sir?
Well, thank you.
Okay, last one is 2003, Space Shuttle Columbia takes off for mission STS-107, only to disintegrate 16 days later upon re-entry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, which, like, I remember that day. Yeah. That was nuts.
What year was that?
2003.
Yeah. Damn.
I know. So, anyway, bit of a downer, the last one. But,
no, that was a lot of significant stuff. Wow. January 16th.
Yeah, I left a lot of stuff out, too, so.
Well, there you go, people. Now you know. The more you know.
The more you know. Okay, so getting into headlines, I just want to preface this story with a personal anecdote. So last week,
we like to put ourselves in the stories here at Evening Booze Hour.
Sorry. I'm just dying for a story about me in the headlines. No, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
Last week, it was, like, you know, a pretty decent Massachusetts January day.
So sounds like it was awful.
Sounds dismal. So I decided to go out for a nice long walk. So we had a few days in a row of, like, decent weather, sunny, no, like, crazy snow on the ground. So anyway, I had my amazing Studio Regent headphones on, which I, by the way, double as ear warmers.
Yeah, they're super huge and comfy.
Yeah, they were perfect. So only bad thing is you can't hear anything that's going outside around you.
Totally. So it cuts out all the noise.
Yes, yeah. So like if you're going, you know, into the woods by yourself or something, you know. Might not want to be wearing them. But so I'm going down this long stretch of a street, like, in the neighborhood, which I'm super familiar with. And out of nowhere, I feel something clawing at the back of my right leg.
Oh.
Like, clawing.
Like, and hurting? Like, were you in pain?
Like, someone, like, whacked me, like, in my lower right leg. And I, like, screamed because I was just walking, minding my own business, didn't hear anything around me. And I thought I had, like, Nancy Kerrigan flashes. Like,
oh, why? Why?
Oh, my God. I did almost fall. Like, you know when someone, like, dead knees you or whatever? You're like,
and from behind? That's so scary.
So I screamed and like a maniac, right? I turn around and I'm looking like expecting to see like some kid with a baseball bat or something behind me. No, there is this tiny chihuahua dog.
Oh no!
With its little teeth growling at me. And I almost pissed my pants because it was so funny. Like I was expecting like a bear.
Did it like, bite you?
It was like showing its teeth and I just started dying laughing because I'm like, oh, little baby. Like, where did you come from? And I'm like looking around, nobody. Nobody. I could have gotten axe murdered.
Oh
like,
my God, you should have taken it to Penny. Your daughter has always wanted a chihuahua, apparently, she told me.
She does. Which I was like, oh my God, if she was with me, she would have died. So I look around, there's nobody. I don't hear anybody calling their dog. Nothing. And it's just like trying to act so tough, but it's like so cute and little. I'm like, oh. And then all of a sudden I think like, oh my God, this dog's going to be following me for like the rest of the way. And I had like a while to go, but I'm like, I don't know where this dog came from. Like I'm on a walk right now. Like,
I don't have time to take care of this stray dog.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, I got two kids at home. I just escaped that, okay?
Right. I know. It's what like clings to you.
Yeah. So I turn my head like the other way. I see if anyone's like calling a dog. Nothing. By the time I turn around, the dog is gone.
Was it a ghost?
Yeah.
A ghost dog.
I was attacked by a ghost chihuahua. It was nowhere. And there's like nothing on this one part of the street. There's like nothing.
That is hilarious. Wait, so like did it hit your leg or like you just ran into you or something?
Yeah, like its leg went to scratch or you know, scratch my leg.
Yeah.
And I was like walking. And didn't see it. And it just like kind of whacked my leg. And I turned around. It's like, like jumping up on my leg. Oh my God. It was so cute and sad.
Oh my God. That's so totally tripod. Such a little jerk. Always like being such a jerk, but so cute.
Oh, bless his little heart. But anyway, so I tell you this story because there's a headline that a California jogger was attacked by a dog and then bitten by the dog's owner.
Wait, the owner?
Yes, but the dogs did not bite this jogger. The owner of the dogs did. So, like, automatically, I think, like, okay, this dog owner is on bath salts, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, meth. Like, yeah, definitely.
So, I was, like, already on the side of the jogger just by reading the headlines. I'm like, Jesus, you don't bite a person, right? Like, what?
No, that I'd be like more concerned about that than the dog. Like, I wouldn't be concerned about rabies. I'd be like, this person must have some crazy ass disease to jump up and bite me.
Yes. So, okay. So this like is basically what happened. This woman was out jogging. Two dogs approached her. And this woman, the jogger, assumed that the dogs were, like, attacking her. So she started pepper spraying them.
Oh.
Then the dog's owner was trying to get the jogger to stop spraying them by hitting her, which, like that wasn't working. So she did what any other rational human being would do, and she bit her.
Oh. Wait, were the dogs on a leash, did it say? Like, or they just, like, ran up to her? Like, why did this woman think that she was being attacked by dogs? And
right. So, okay, so the owner of the dogs ended up being arrested the next day.
Oh.
Because all this stuff went out on social media, whatever. So she, like, bit this woman, ran off with her dogs, whatever, and this jogger is, like, standing there with...
Where did she bite her? On what part of her body?
Like, I think on her arm. I think on her arm.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but also, like, you can't just go around pepper spraying any animal that approaches you.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it didn't approach her, like, viciously, maybe it was just curious, and, you know, the owner can just catch up and say, oh, I'm so sorry, come on, this way, dog.
You should have your dogs leashed.
Right, yeah, you should have your dogs leashed.
Yeah, so, like, that was her fault. And then this bitch, like, pepper spraying anybody or anything that comes in her path.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it. I don't want to judge her. But, I mean, maybe she was, maybe they were showing their teeth and they were growling. Right. Like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, big, and they're, like, I guess, like, normal, you know, average-sized dogs, which would be, you know, like, they're running towards you.
Right.
Scary. You know, it wasn't a ghost chihuahua. Whatever. Oh my God. So yeah, I don't know, this woman has to go to court now because she bit this woman.
Yeah, and it's like, that's assault.
Leash your dog. That's assault, brother. Like, two rules: leash your dog and don't like pepper spray everything, like,
and don't bite people.
Yeah, I think I already said that, didn't I?
Oh,
no. Oh yeah, I said leash your dog. Yeah. Oh, yeah. More importantly, don't bite people. Right. Yeah, it's just weird that that would be, like, your defense mechanism.
Right, right, exactly. Like, are you a dog? Like, I don't understand.
There has to be deeper meaning to this. Yeah. Oh, God.
What's your zodiac sign?
Oh, my God. Okay, so moving on, next headline is, okay, I mean, the headline basically explains everything. So, a student refused to pay for his date's meal after she ordered lobster and a $90 bottle of wine, and she wasn't happy about it.
Oh, girl has expensive taste.
I mean, it does leave out the fact that the woman asked the guy out, in which case, like, she should have assumed that she would be paying for her own meal, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if she asked him out.
Yeah. Like, I guess she asked him out, like, oh, we should, like, go out to dinner or whatever. He's like, yeah. The guy's a student, works, like, full-time, mm-hmm. full-time student. Like, why would you order a lobster and a $90 bottle of wine?
Girls gotta eat.
Oh, you did it. No, I love you. I am, like, so disgusted by this. I wouldn't even order that now.
Me either. Oh my God.
Like 12 years more. I would never. And I don't feel like, I'm just so glad I'm not in the dating world right now. I would not survive.
I know. I think about that all the time. Amber V, our romance dating correspondent. Godspeed, man.
We have to do an update with her. Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's Day.
Yes. So, okay, but I just want to say that, like, I'm also not, like, into the whole a man always pays for the meal, right, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Especially and if, like, she's like, hey, okay, we should go out, then it kind of seems like they're going to go Dutch.
Yeah, and he said he would have paid if it wasn't that expensive. You know, he got, sure, like, it said, like, he spent, like, you know, $12 on, like, oh, pasta and a beer or something.
All,
you know,
all
what
of the side salad.
Yeah. Like, bitch, take a clue. Don't order a lobster $90 bottle of wine. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, if you're going on a first date and expecting, just, like, automatically expecting that the guy's going to pay.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you, you suck, and, like, you shouldn't just expect that. I'm sorry.
Did you just say that you suck?
Yeah. I don't, like.
I love that. I love you.
I have to pay. Why are you expecting that?
I feel like in today's day and age, like, it's really not like that anymore. But, you know, it's nice when the guy, like, offers and then is chivalrous, right, or whoever asked the person out offers, you know, doesn't have to be, right, the guy,
like,
but
pays this time and you pay next time.
Yeah,
like,
the get you back system.
Yeah. I don't know. And, like, women want to be treated equal, but then they think men should pay for their bill.
Right.
So, like, don't get me started on that.
Exactly. I mean, or should they pay for the bill to make up for all the mistreatment throughout history, you know, like reparations kind of thing. Like,
all right.
Maybe just as a society, we can decide that I'm down for the free meal. So.
Dallas, girl gotta eat. Oh my God. I love it. I love it. But also, guys and gals, if you're dating other gals, it's a huge red flag, like, if your date orders lobster and a $90 bottle of wine on the first date.
Yeah. Like, what do you think she's going to want on the second date? Okay. You better open a credit card. Another one.
Oh my God. So sad. Okay. So now, speaking of college students and red flags. 2 years ago, this guy was a student at Ole Miss, and went to stay at his girlfriend's dorm with a few of her friends or his friends for the Ole Miss LSU football game. I guess it's like a big deal. The
Sure.
one weekend where they play each other, whatever. So this guy, 2 years later, is now being arrested for something he did that night.
Oh, damn.
His girlfriend came home the day after. He stayed there with his friends.
Oh, so
He
she
told
wasn't
her,
there.
nope.
Oh, okay.
He told her to check her fish tank, and she noticed that like the fish wasn't there. She's like, okay, what the heck? Hours later, she received a text with a picture of his poop with the goldfish in it and captioned it, "Found your fish."
Oh my God.
Yes.
I wanna
He's been
puke.
charged with cruelty to animals and improper telephone communications because it's illegal to send someone a picture of your shit. So, yeah, keep note of that.
Was he drunk? Like,
I mean,
why did he eat the fish?
this just reminds me of like, remember the show Jackass?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna eat a fish and then puke it up and it's still gonna be alive. You know, like some stupid ass college boy, frat boy thing
It's
to.
disgusting.
But then to take a poop and take a picture of
Yeah.
and send it.
And isn't that your girlfriend? Like, don't you like her? Why are you doing this to her?
I mean, he obviously just wanted a place to stay for this big football game.
Oh my
But that
God.
is so psychologically creepy and insane.
Yes. Yeah, animal cruelty. It's how it starts.
Dude,
Like, why do
just
you want
so
to eat that
disgusting.
fish?
And I guess, like, I mean, I don't know why this now, 2 years later, is a thing,
Maybe they
but
had to like build a case.
yeah, I don't know. But we'll be seeing this guy again, I'm sure.
Ew, keep him away from all living creatures.
I know. So disgusting.
Oh, okay. I need to like compose myself. I need to like not throw up. Hold it down.
Oh my God. But that's the end of my headlines, folks. There you have it. All
Well,
your
well.
useless.
Well, well. Those were great. So I have some developing news, I'll say, because by the time this airs, it won't be breaking anymore about the divorce of Amazon CEO Jeff Be Bezos. Bezos.
I say Bezos. I don't know.
Bezos. Yeah, so he is, we just looked it up, the richest man in modern history, whatever that means. I'm gonna say the universe.
Yeah.
So this guy's got so much money, he doesn't know what to do. So, like, this divorce was announced, and people are, swirling already because of his money and whether or not his wife, soon to be ex-wife, Mackenzie, is going to get half. And then, just recently, like, within days of the divorce announcement, these text messages came to light between Jeff. And Lauren Sanchez, who is, I believe, a host of Good Day LA, and she's also hosted like other stuff. I have it in
Oh,
here a little bit
shit.
later. So, okay. So let's get into it. On January 9th, Jeff and Mackenzie announced that they were planning to divorce, and this is their statement. "We want to make people aware of a development in our lives. As our family and close friends know, after a long period of loving exploration and trial separation, we have decided to divorce and continue our shared lives as friends. We feel incredibly lucky to have found each other and are deeply grateful for every one of the years we have been married to each other." Oh, drink, there's tripod. "If we had known we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again. We've had such a great life together as a married couple, and we also see wonderful futures ahead as parents, friends, partners in ventures and projects, and as individuals pursuing ventures and adventures." That's weird. "Though the labels might be different, we remain a family and we remain cherished friends." So sounds, mutual. Not bad. I think they were, 25 years together. Then, like, actually, hours, I think I had said days, hours after the divorce news, the National Enquirer, always there when you need them.
Our most trusted source.
Yeah, always there. They released some news that Jeff had been seeing his friend Patrick Whitesell's wife, Sanchez. So what's her name? Lauren Sanchez? I already forgot.
Sure, I have no
Yeah,
idea.
Lauren
Sounds right.
Sanchez. I mean, I'd say she's like a C-list celebrity. So she was a host on Extra also.
Okay, I
And
bet if I saw her, I would recognize her.
yeah, she looks familiar. And I think she was also like a host on maybe So You Think You Can Dance or one of those shows. So she's kind of done
Oh.
that. But yeah, so she was married to Jeff's friend. And
Oh,
according
damn.
to National Enquirer, Jeff and Lauren were seen together across 5 states at various hotels, restaurants, and private estates.
Okay, I'd say that's pretty serious.
Yeah, the report also said that Mackenzie Bezos and Patrick Whitesell were made aware of their spouse's affair this past fall.
Ugh.
So they've known for some time. And, now I guess it's finally coming out. So I guess what I also had read was that they had been living separately for a while, and maybe Jeff met Lauren during this separation time.
Okay.
But I'm not, not really sure. So the back to the divorce, there is no prenup, which is very interesting.
Yikes. I mean,
Yes.
but even if he has to give her half,
Oh, right. He'll still be what? The richest man in modern history? Who's he next to?
Lele was
Like
so
King
mad.
Tut? Like, is the only one who's like more than him? I don't know.
Oh my God. Yes. I mean, seriously though,
Yeah.
who wants nobody? It's insane.
So,
Insane. That will be developing, like,
yes,
oh my
this
God,
is
daily.
definitely developing. It says she may be entitled to half of his estimated $144 billion net worth. They live in Washington, which is a community property state where all assets and debts accrued during a marriage are considered equally owned by both spouses unless there is a prenup in place. They also have
Right. She'll get
properties.
50%.
Yeah, they also have
Dude,
properties
don't
in
blame
Beverly
the
Hills,
lady.
New
You think
York.
she's worried? She knows she's set for
Well, and
life.
for the kids, right? They do. I think they have 4 kids, maybe.
Please. Yeah, like it doesn't matter if you get 1/10 of the money. You're set for life.
I mean, like, and I think, like, over what, 25 years, she didn't help him somehow,
Right. My
like, start his
God.
business that's now like a bazillion dollar company. I'm sure she helped in some way. She raised
Oh,
his kids so he
absolutely.
could, focus on his job.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. She deserves at least half. But
Yeah.
I'm just saying, even if she does, like, she's not worried, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think this is going to be a big fight or anything like that, actually.
Yeah.
So they also have properties in Beverly Hills, New York, and Washington, D.C. So they're just rich as fuck, again, in case you hadn't caught that. So then, the next best paper, The Enquirer,
Yes.
they released some text messages that they had obtained between Jeff and Lauren Sanchez in the spring of 2018.
Ooh.
And one reportedly says, "I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I am in love with you."
I thought you were gonna say, "Now, good night." Like it was gonna rhyme. And hold me tight. Oh
All
my
through the
God.
night.
Dude,
So,
come on.
yeah, so okay. Now, Us Weekly confirmed on January 11th that Sanchez and her husband, Whitesell, have hired a lawyer to mediate their divorce. So they're also getting divorced. Jeff and Mackenzie are getting divorced. And sources are saying that Jeff and Lauren are serious about each other. So, like, they are leaving their spouses to be together, it seems like, in all possibilities. So, this is pretty crazy. Like I said, he's got so much money.
I mean, I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Yeah. But I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, I think she's accomplished herself. She's probably got, a good amount of money, nowhere near as much money as him, but still, like, it's just really interesting. So with the timeline, it might look like there was some cheating. We're not sure. We don't know if that's, what was the cause of it, or if Jeff and Mackenzie just, fell out of love.
Right, if they could have both just like, since he was friends with him, you know what I mean?
Right.
They just both coincidentally kind of started the divorce process, both ways, and then,
Yeah.
oh, they're just there for each other. They
Right.
just happen to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. Just
But that
because they're
does suck.
there.
It's his friends.
Yeah. I feel bad for the friend, and for Mackenzie, but like, I think she's gonna be fine. Like you said, she's not worried, but like, the friend, the husband of Lauren, is like the one that's getting the biggest shaft.
God,
He's not
dude.
getting no, like, half of $144 billion.
Seriously, give that man at least $1 million for his troubles, would
Seriously.
you? Would you just? Thanks.
So yeah, that was pretty big news. So I'm sure it'll be developing, and by the time this comes out, there might even be more, maybe more text messages, hopefully.
We can only hope and pray.
All righty then.
And I
Well,
want to hear a poem next time, okay? I
yes.
want to hear an actual rhyming poem, all
Jeff, you
right?
can do better than that. How much do you love this woman? Write her a poem, okay?
Prove to us how much you love her,
That's right.
okay? Jeff, Oh my God, move on,
Okay.
move on.
We are now moving on to crime time. So another big week for crime time stuff too. So we have two stories actually. Why don't you start with yours? I didn't read anything about yours, so this I just wanted to learn everything right here and now.
Oh my God, get your pen and notebook out. Okay.
Fasten my seatbelt.
I hope you're sitting down for this. Oh
Practically laying down.
my God. I'm almost asleep. Okay. So I'm not sure how I feel about this story, but it's been like such a huge development in one of the most famous true crime mysteries, like of all time. And that is the murder mystery of JonBenet Ramsey,
Yeah.
which is just always recycled in the headlines.
Oh, totally. I mean, because we've never found the right person, so it still eludes us. It's still out there. It's still a mystery. Like, people are obsessed with it. It's
22 years, I
one of
think,
the
right?
first cases I ever remember learning about for sure. Like, when I was like young enough but old enough to comprehend, like, that's not good,
Okay, so there's this pedophile who has confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey in letters to his friend. So this guy, Gary Oliva, I think it's Oliva. It's like Olivia, but without the second I. But anyway. Okay, he's 54 and he's a convicted pedophile, currently serving a 10-year sentence in Colorado for possession of child pornography, but he's up for parole in 2020. He's actually a longtime suspect in the 1996 murder of JonBenet in Boulder. And he has allegedly confessed to accidentally killing the 6-year-old in a series of letters sent to a former high school classmate named Michael Vale. And this Michael Vale character has suspected Oliva for the past 22 years. And, like, how could he not suspect him
Like, has he
since?
just been like trying to get him to open up and admit it for 22 years to him? Like, just writing
Yeah, so,
letters?
Late night on the night of December 26, 1996, mm-hmm. he called him sobbing, saying, "I hurt a little girl."
Oh.
And Vail tried to get more info out of him, but he only found out that he was in Boulder. Like, he couldn't get more info.
Mm.
And saw the news on the front page the next day about JonBenet.
Wow.
And he claims he immediately called the Boulder police and left a message. No one ever got back to him.
Oh, great.
He called again 3 months later and left another message, which was also never responded to. And, like, if you know anything about the JonBenet case, you know that it's notorious for its, like, mishandling mm-hmm. and lack of knowledge for anything to do with a crime scene.
Yeah. So yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like, nothing was, like, preserved well. And, yeah.
Yeah, like, basically everything you're not supposed to do, the Boulder police did, and everything they were supposed to do, they didn't do.
Right.
It was a mess. So, apparently they looked into Oliva, but there was no DNA match to the crime scene, which it's like, duh, the crime scene was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course you can't count on DNA.
It'd be tampered with, yeah.
So, allegedly the Boulder Police Department, which, like, in recent days, too, have been, like, put under a huge microscope because the case is just still as popular as it's ever been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's like, how is this not solved? Especially with all the technology we have today. Like, how?
Right. But, and it's because all their, you know, this crime scene stuff is probably not useful.
Right.
So, the Boulder Police Department has been getting shit on because of, like, what happened then. But it's, like, rightly so. You should be getting shit on so you can, like, figure out what you're supposed to be doing. But I don't know. I guess they're looking into it as much as possible.
So he's already in jail.
Yes. And he's, you're right, he's in jail for being a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like, obviously a sick person. And they found, like, shrines dedicated to her.
Ooh.
From him, and a ton of images on his phone of her.
Oh, maybe he just has men. Okay, here's the thing. Like, a lot of these people just sometimes, well, not a lot, but people come out sometimes if they're mentally ill or whatever, or
yeah,
just seeking attention, you know, and admit to huge cases. Like, this already happened in this case, right? What was his name? Jean-Marc Carr, that, like,
yeah,
you know, admitted to it, got, you know, a free ride back from, like, the Thai prison he was in. to the U.S. And then, like, it turned out not to be true. So sometimes they just want attention. And I'm just saying, like,
friend.
What?
The friend would have to be in on it, too.
Right, right.
Because,
and, like,
I remember he called me.
Yeah.
The night of December 26th saying, "I heard a girl, blah, 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 blah." And then the next day it's in the papers. So it's like, right, they would both have to be in on it.
I mean, I guess, unless, like, the friend, he's just, you know, there taking the message. I don't know if he, like, you think he was in on the murder, too?
No. I mean, in on, like, just getting attention. Like,
oh,
if he didn't.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the thing, you know, now that, like, this friend actually has, like, documentation, it's not like the guy himself is, like, sending it to the media, you know, so that's.
Right.
Pretty crazy.
So I think it seems more legit, like, this way.
Yeah.
But, like, the Boulder police isn't confirming anything. They're just saying, like, yeah, we're still looking into him, whatever. So they're, like, being low-key about it. But as we know, because we love true crime, the police don't always say what's going on because they're digging further into something, you know, don't want
right.
to tip.
They want to withhold. Yeah, something, you know, to, when they're investigating and talking to suspects, for sure.
Right. And he also sent a letter to Vail saying, "I pleaded guilty to the murder of JonBenet, as well as countless charges of assault and sexual abuse against many children." So who knows if that's true or not, mm-hmm. but he's saying that he's already pleaded guilty to this, and, like, apparently he signed all this paperwork in the courts.
Admitting it.
So.
Wow. I mean, sounds like it. Like, he's pretty, you know, set on it. I guess it'll definitely depend on, like, what you're saying, if he knows something about that night or the scene that has never been released before, and they can kind of like match it up that
right.
way.
And I don't remember what it said about like, because he was originally a suspect.
Right. Yeah. But just so, because like, they couldn't match his DNA.
I guess. Yeah. Because like they knew he was like a pedophile and lived within such a proximity that he was originally a suspect, but then yeah, couldn't tie him to the crime scene.
Oh
so.
My God. Well, it's crazy.
And he has a gross, super creepy Fu Manchu.
Oh.
But obviously, that's super creepy.
Yeah, this is going to be developing and craziness. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I've always been inclined to believe that it was Brother Burke in the kitchen with the pineapple, especially after that ABC series. So prove me wrong, maybe.
Same. I am like 100% on him, too.
Yeah.
And it's like the more you hear it, it's like the owl theory.
No, I think so too.
The more I'm like, you know what? It was a fucking owl.
Right.
It
exactly.
was a goddamn owl.
I mean, there was a flashlight. How did she get pineapple in her stomach? I mean, you know, it's crazy. Like, I feel like that's the most, like, the most correct, or like, whenever, like, the thing that's the most right is always the simplest, right? Or like the most logical. And yeah. So that's just what I think.
Oh, it just makes so much sense,
right.
too.
Right, totally. Anyways, watch that ABC, like, two-part series on JonBenet that they released where they, like, kind of posed that theory. It was great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so also this week in true crime, so that was, you know, a break in a really old, infamous case. There was a huge break in a recent case, the kidnapping of Jamie Kloss, who... her parents were actually murdered and she was kidnapped, and we didn't know she was kidnapped until just a few days ago. She had been missing. And this all took place in Wisconsin, but basically she like came out of the woods in this neighborhood and walked up to a woman who was it's kind of out in the forest, like in the woods. And this woman lived in a cabin, and she walked up to her and was like, I need help. I've been abducted. The woman knew who she was like right away and took her to like the nearest cabin, which wasn't hers. It was a neighbor's, and called for help. So this had been like a month after her parents were discovered murdered.
Yes.
Crazy.
I can't even. And like how you didn't look into my crime time, I didn't look any further into this, even though I wanted to so bad.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I mean, the fact that she's alive is a miracle, first of all, and was able to escape. So police have arrested a suspect. His name is Jake Patterson. He's 21 years old. Jamie is 13 years old. And he is accused of shooting and killing her parents and then abducting her from her northwestern Wisconsin home on October 15th. So that's like more than a month, actually.
God. Oh, yeah, yeah. This was a while ago.
Yeah, I thought they had
forgotten all about this.
So crazy. So she was found 70 miles from her home. And police did release a statement that they believe Jamie was the target all along, and that Patterson had devised a plan to kidnap her, and that her parents were barriers, so he was just taking out barriers, whatever it took to get to Jamie, which is
God.
Chilling.
So wait, like in a relationship? I know you're going
to
tell
no,
me.
No, I don't believe so at all. I think it's – let me get to it. How – there's like – really no connection. It's crazy. And they haven't released like that much information either, because, you know, obviously she's still recovering from this trauma and, you know, needs privacy. And then also things are still developing, but they said it was a very like well planned out attack.
Oh my God.
Which is so scary. But there doesn't seem to be any connection at all. 3 years ago, Patterson, the suspect, worked for one day at the same meat products facility where Jamie's parents worked, the Genio Turkey Store.
Hey.
But that's it. Like, they just worked there together one day. It sounds like it's a huge, like, warehouse type of plant, and they don't think that they ever interacted, you know. So he quit, you know, Patterson quit, and the parents continued to work there. So yeah, they have no idea like what the connection was.
That is insane.
Or maybe they do and they just haven't said it yet. Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, there has to be something.
Yeah. So what happened to the parents?
He worked with the parents, and then the parents are the ones that are dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he only worked with them for a day. Like,
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, that's the only connection and that they're even mentioning. So about 3 months ago, police found James Kloss, who was 56, and Denise Kloss, 46, shot dead in their home, and their daughter, Jamie, was nowhere to be found. This was, like, shortly after 1 a.m. on October 15th when 911 got a call, and you could hear lots of yelling, but no one talking to the dispatcher. And then when the dispatcher called back, a voicemail greeting said that the phone, you know, belonged to Denise. So the mom tried to call for help.
God.
The police arrived and the door was kicked in and Jamie was missing, you know, and her parents were dead already by that time.
Right.
Yeah. And so for months, like thousands of people have been helping investigators search for her. And this escape was definitely like a miracle. It happened 87 days later. And she was, like I said, out in this rural community called Gordon. And that's where Patterson was holding her against his will in his home. And this woman, Janine Nutter, found her, like I said.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. And she's now with her aunt. Her aunt is now her legal guardian. And they did share a picture together of Jamie, her aunt, and Jamie's dog. So she was released from the hospital on Friday and reunited with relatives this past Friday, you know, which will be a while once after this comes out. But yeah, I mean, obviously she's going to have like a tough road to recovery, but think, you know, whatever, that she is still alive and was found.
Damn. Yeah, I just assume, like, when I heard the story of these parents that were found dead and the daughter missing, I automatically assumed the daughter did it in cahoots with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Because we listen to too many true crime podcasts.
Yeah. That, like, the daughter was dead.
You're like, oh, snapped. Yeah, I've seen this episode.
Oh, I've heard this 1,000 times. No, seriously, it's just what I automatically think.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't said, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, I feel like she was being held against her will. I have no idea how, if she knew him ahead of time. I guess it'll start to come out, you know, as he goes on trial.
He's obsessed with her.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it. He must have been stalking her to plan things out so well.
He was like the guy on You, the show.
That's right. Watch You if you haven't seen it.
Joe. God. Joe.
Speaking of You, I think we can go into our BuzzFeed quiz now because that's all I had for crime time. So we'll be posting those links about the JonBenet development and the Jamie Kloss development in our show notes so you can read more there. But these are definitely developing stories, and by the time this comes out, there will probably be even more updates.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so, oh God, that was a wild one. Okay.
It's crazy.
For BuzzFeed, because I've been so obsessed with the show You lately, and Liz is starting it.
Yep. Hooked already.
It's so good. All right, so let's find out which character you're most like from You. So who did you get?
Of course, I was like, well, I've only seen one episode, so I'll probably get no one that I've, you know, heard of or seen yet. But I did get a character I know. I got pretty much the main character, Joe, the psycho.
Yes. What does it say?
Which is so, I mean, this is really, really weird. I'm kind of scared to read it because my husband will be like, oh God, I need to move out tonight.
Yes. I was so loving this.
So yeah, I got Joe Goldberg. It says, when you see something you want, you'll stop at absolutely nothing to get it. You're passionate to the point of obsessive and don't really know how to turn it off. You're very well read, organized, and always thinking 10 steps ahead. Despite your innocent exterior, something very dark lurks within you.
I love that. I'm going to text Andy right now, like, on the sly, Andy, dude.
Get out.
Move out. Get out. Get out. Oh, God.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
Just wait. Just wait. The show's so good.
Oh, who did you get?
I got the other main character, Beck.
Of course.
It says, you often live with your head in the clouds, unaware of things that are right in front of you. You're a romantic who likes poetry and good literature, which is not true. I fucking hate poetry. And I'm not romantic at all. I'm like, I like want to throw up when like anything romantic happens. I'm like, whoa. God, like watching a movie, it's all like mushy. I'm like, whoa. So uncomfortable. Okay. You don't always feel like you fit in with your friends, so you put on a bit of a front to appear as if you're belonging. You can sometimes be too trusting, which is like totally, I'm like,
not you.
No, like with trusting, I'm 100% like trusting. I'm like, I will trust you until you give me
really?
Reason.
I feel like you wouldn't be. I feel like you're very suspicious.
Really? No, I think like I trust anybody unless you give me a reason not to. Like, no. But I can read people very quickly.
That's what it is. You're very intuitive. Yeah.
Yeah. But you guard your own secrets very closely. Ooh. And you don't know what happens.
I don't know what happens.
Oh my God.
I can't wait.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. So that's our Netflix recommendation. Binge it.
Yeah, there's so many good things, too. Like, I have a list of things I need to watch. I need to start watching that organizing show. Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah, to organize, like, and get tips for your life or what?
It's, like, organizing with, what's her name? Something Kondo.
Yep, I've seen the
I got to watch that because apparently people are, like, going mad, like, organizing their homes and stuff. Like, insane.
Some people have too much time to on their hands. That's what I have to say about organization, people.
All right, fine. I won't watch it. I'll stay unorganized.
That's right. Be happy. Stay unorganized.
If you want to be happy, be unorganized. You're welcome.
That's right. All right, people. Well, that has been all the news that was fit to drink this week. Let us know what you're watching on Netflix, okay?
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.